appreciate the opportunity to say that, and if you care to respond, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
No, I really appreciate your comments, and I want you to know that I hear you. I take my role as an independent and objective auditor very seriously. As I said, I view the office's role as making objective and reasonable and practical, but also neutral recommendations. And I will work as diligently as possible to make sure that the commission is thoughtful and neutral and deliberative about its recommendations. They are a body unto themselves, and so I will, again, I will work as hard as I can to make sure that happens. I know Andrew is absolutely dedicated to being fair and neutral in his responses to folks who have questions. I trust him. I've spent some time with him over the last few weeks working through this, and so I do hear you, and I do appreciate it, and I agree there have been issues, and without really making any sort of assessment about my predecessor, I do have sort of fresh eyes and a different approach.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz?
I feel very honored to be here. I wouldn't be here without public campaign financing, and I'm thankful to the League of Women Voters, to Democracy for Oregon, for everybody who works on this, for Mayor Potter's leadership and for Auditor Blackburn's leadership. And what I've learned in the last 4 months being in the City Council on the other side of the table is that we have many good people inside City Hall, we have many good people inside City Government, and that we don't have a government that is corrupt from top to bottom. So that's not the problem that we're addressing. What we're doing is broadening the opportunities for people to participate and giving choices, that we have a system which is hopefully getting redefined so that there are choices and it's fair to both participating candidates and non-participating candidates. Greatly appreciate Commissioner Fish's feedback on some of the amendments that are now before us that make it a better program for everybody, because the whole point of the program is to make it more equitable.
Yes.
This code also addresses the issues of special elections, which will provide stability moving forward and avoid the on-the-fly decision-making that Commissioner Leonard referred to, which was necessary in the two special elections over the past 2 years, and we don't want to do that again.
Absolutely.
So I'm very pleased. We're setting the qualifying period to correspond to the filing period. We're setting the amounts of funds to be dispersed for a special election as in the runoff as $110,000 for commissioner and auditor races and $137.5 for a mayor's race. These are good amendments, and I'm committed to putting this refined system on the ballot in November of 2010. We will give it to a vote of the people when we have the final trial run, should we say, mm-hmm. in 2010 in the primary, and then we can make some final tweaks and put it on the ballot in November 2010 so that the people of Portland can say whether they like this program or they don't like this program. But I certainly am very grateful to all of my colleagues here, both for supporting the program in the past and making it possible for me to be elected as a nurse and a mom and a community organizer who's not very good at raising money, and also recognizing that that's a skill that comes in very useful on some city issues, and that I'm glad that there's an opportunity for choices within our system. So thank you very much for all of your work. And thank you to Andrew Carlstrom, Andrew Bryans, and all the folks in the auditor's office who worked so hard on this through many long hours
and many details. I apologize. I just want to correct one part of the record of those comments, and that is that to insert the very important refinement that she's a psychiatric nurse. Commissioner Fish.
Well, I wasn't planning on saying anything, but I noticed that we still have 2 hours until our next meeting.
I'm trying to get us out of here.
I didn't want to miss an opportunity to...
You said it, I didn't.
And then a filibuster broke out.
To fill some time, but I'll reserve my comments for next week, but on two personal notes, I do want to acknowledge Amanda's both not only leadership on this issue, but the way she has engaged her colleagues. She is clearly an expert on this system. She reached out to all of us, including me, sat down, asked what our concerns were, expressed some of her issues, and then did the necessary follow-through. And I really appreciate that on this and every other issue. I think that's exactly how we should be relating, particularly in an issue where you obviously bring a unique perspective as a former participating candidate and someone who's very passionate about the system. So I deeply appreciate your approach on this. And to our presumptive auditor. Can I say that?
I think you can call me auditor-elect.
Madam auditor-elect. Has a nice ring to it. I appreciated your outreach and the chance that we had to visit, and I appreciated your clear statement of values about fairness, public meetings and the requirements of public meetings, public notice, the benefits and burdens of sunshine on all that we do, and your approach to your work. And it was very heartening for me and gives me confidence in light of Commissioner Leonard's comments that you will bring a fresh perspective to this, and one based on the notion that we're looking for objective, neutral information, that we're the decision makers. And so I really appreciate that. And this exercise in strengthening this tool has been, I think, very positive. And I concur with my colleague, Amanda Fritz, that I look forward to this being referred to the voters in November of 2010 for a judgment. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. We are recessed till 6 p.m.
Thank you.
What's your daughter got going on tonight? You said you had to go somewhere for your daughter?
She's being inducted into the...
Yeah. Excellent.